Good evening, dear listeners. I'd like to introduce you to one of my good friends. He's not much of a talker, but he loves to make new acquaintances. The Scarecrow. Firstly, I'd like to begin that scaring old crows is a bore. You barely have to even flash them a grin, and they've gone belly up on the floor. But children, on the other hand, I take pride with a thrill and delight. When I see them, I strike up the band. I like when a scare puts up a fight. They cut through my field and over my crop, as a dare, as a joke, or a prank. But every time, they seem to stop. When they see me, their faces go blank. A sack, you see, makes up my head. Inside is stuffed with straw. An old jacket, some trousers make my body and legs, propped up by a pole in the floor. And first, I just swing in the wind for a while, just to set up what comes next. A flap of the jacket and a flash of my smile. I can tell by their face they're perplexed. Then they look past me and see row upon row of the children that have come before. And how they're all now little scarecrows, propped up by their own pole in the floor. Then they look back, but alas, I am gone. They'll panic and scream and then run. But they'll run deeper. Oh, this one's a keeper. I'll smile. Oh, what fun. I let them run wild in a frantic blind daze until they're all tired out. At this point, they're lost deep in the maze, all filled with fear and doubt. Then they spot my old woven sack as it flits behind forests of stalks. I'm shocked they don't have a heart attack like a mouse when it sees a hawk. Now back at my post, I don't mean to boast, my crow kids are looking divine. Add one more to the pack with their new burlap sack. They used to be yours, now they're mine. So if you're walking down by my field, pop in and just say hello. Send in your kids, if that's how you feel. I'll add them to my scarecrow row. And if you've enjoyed what you've heard and haven't run away scared, why not give it a share if you dare?